This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, while it's still not clear what kind of emergency funding Congress must approve for Israel, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell gave his first spoken remarks on the conflict in the region. ABC's M. Nguyen has the latest from Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell,
we saw the face of evil,
gave his first official remarks before an audience on the conflict in Israel, condemning Hamas militants for their attack Saturday.
Massacring, kidnapping, and brutalizing thousands of innocent citizens.
He has suggested in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal to tie aid to Israel to additional funding for Ukraine.
I'll continue to stand with our Israeli friends in this dark hour.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
While taking part in a series of emergency meetings at NATO headquarters in Brussels today, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a new warning for another terrorist group who may be looking to exploit the current crisis. Austin vowing the U.S. will be watching and will respond if things escalate. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The most obvious threat is Hezbollah, and that's something that the administration has said. It is directly saying, do not get involved. The White House wants to send this message that this conflict should not escalate and that the U.S. is watching. If it does escalate, there will be consequences. And it's something that we just heard again from Defense Secretary Austin, repeating that they don't want to see that threat from other terrorist groups.
Closer to home, El Paso County is getting ballot counting equipment ready ahead of next month's election. The clerk and recorder's office began election integrity testing on these machines yesterday. 8,000 ballots will be run through the machines to test their accuracy. Anyone who wishes to watch the process can do so at the Peterson Counting Room on the second floor at the Cedar Senior Citizen Center. The process is expected to last through tomorrow. Investigators say the grandfather of the six-year-old boy left alone for at least 20 minutes before the boy drowned at Memorial Park last month. According to court documents filed against Joseph Camacho, indicate that he told police that he had left his grandson alone in his truck while he went to the bathroom on September 30th. Witnesses at the scene said the boy may have been playing alongside that lake for up to 40 minutes before he drowned. Camacho has been charged with child abuse and crimes against an at-risk person. And finally, it's here we go again. Another sky-high Powerball lottery drawing tonight. Let's get more from ABC's Derek Dennis.
Get your tickets for real this time. After a whopping 35 weeks of no big Powerball winner, tonight's jackpot is close to an all-time high, $1.73 billion, the second largest prize in Powerball history, the fourth largest prize in all U.S. lottery jackpots. But just so you know, the winning ticket this time won't get all that cash. Uncle Sam takes a big cut, leaving the cash payout after taxes at about $756 million, and the odds of winning still not great. About $292 million. So dream on. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A few scattered showers around Colorado Springs through the evening hours as a cold front works across the state overnight tonight. Temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s this evening, hovering above freezing. But tomorrow is going to be blustery and chilly. Highs in the 40s and 50s around I-25 in the Eastern Plains will be in the 60s from Pueblo to the Eastern Plains. And we do anticipate a few isolated rain-snow mix across portions of northern El Paso County Thursday afternoon, but no widespread accumulations expected. Still chilly on Friday with highs in the 50s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.